do me a little pull on Uncle Dunk.
Man, do what you do.
Okay.
That's all you gotta do is you.
Okay,
can't nobody do you but you.
I know, but I'm gonna ask you.
It's a couple of billion people on the planet, and it's only one you. I appreciate you, man.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I actually love you, man.
I love you too.
I can tell. You know how I can tell. I go by the way you treat me.
Okay.
That's
okay.
How I can tell. Because we can make our mouth say anything. Oh,
my dad always said you can make your mouth say anything.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, this is a podcast. It's called On the Verge with Verge.
Oh, okay.
And so what we're doing is having a candid conversation.
All right.
I got two of my favorite people on the planet. I got the privilege of all three of us sitting in a room here enjoying our company. And just sharing, man, just kicking it, you know?
Okay, all right.
Big dog in the back, heavyweight, you understand?
I'm just going to ask one question.
Yes, sir.
Is we going to be able to hear that?
Yeah, I'm going to make sure you hear it.
Yeah.
You got a cell phone, right?
Yeah,
I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, that's right.
And you can listen to it whenever you want it.
Okay.
24/7. This technology, now, man.
This technology is a bad motor school.
And they listening to this over in India and London.
This is, yeah, boy. It's
Africa.
That technology is too
ain't
bad.
Ain't that something?
It's too bad, man. I ain't lying. It is.
You need a light?
Yeah.
I got one.
That technology is a monster.
Man, the world we live in, I make it my business, man, to try to keep up with what's going on.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I do it myself.
I gotta keep up. I ain't sitting around waiting for old to come and get me.
I do it myself.
What you gonna do? Wait for old to come get you? Who's finna wait for old to come and get them? This a privilege. And then the kids be like, because I got three boys and three girls, and they be looking at me the way I dress. Hey, where you get? You can't shop where I shop. This my way. they be mad, man. They be like, man, Pops, where you get that, man? Where you? I got one of them red bottom hats, one of them black hats with the red bottom under. Well, you don't need to know. If you really want one, you'll find out where I get it from.
Get you one made.
You know what I'm saying?
Get you one made.
Do you.
Do you. Now, I like that one.
Let me do me.
Do you.
I do
you
me.
You get a sermon with
do you.
Now, something like the way you dress now.
Do you.
That was my mother's funeral.
Yeah, okay.
I had black pants with zippers and combat boots.
Yeah.
Some of the ministers was mad because I wasn't suited and booted.
Yeah,
I'm not a traditional preacher,
hey, man. Hey, man.
I'm a hood rat. I'm a gutter rat. Right,
I come from the ghetto.
I ain't bougie at all.
I hear you, man.
Just keep it real.
No, I like that.
Just keep it real, man.
I like
this ain't nothing nice. So quit acting like it's nicey. It's not nicey.
I like that. You know, you take my. Well, I met him through Shot. You might have met Mike. Do you know Mike?
Yes.
Oh,
that's my dude.
See, Mike, I got when my older sister passed, man, I got Mike to do you. I mean, I know Mike and Mike know me. So,
yes.
Mike, so
we're family.
I'm all right with what you do. You know, we do. You do
yes,
you.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You know, oh,
yes,
I know sir. You're a good guy.
Yes, that's
I
all
I know you're a good guy.
I know your heart, right?
So, well, hey.
That's it, man.
Yes, sir.
Period.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
You don't have to be all that bougie for me, bro.
Man, just keep it real. That's all.
We done took him over there. Dean had been over there in J&R's over there.
Man.
He had a good time over there.
I got you on video stepping up in there.
Yeah, you sure do.
He did the cross over there.
Me and April.
Stepping. Yes.
April.
Yes. And at our house.
Yep.
At our house, you and I was stepping with that big old screen on the wall.
Ball. Yeah, they got a little one over out there in Riverdale. It's pretty nice.
Okay. We got to go out there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just said it, man. It's cool.
Well, ain't no
man, I love this, man.
Yes, sir.
We don't get a chance to do it much because everybody living their life and people doing their thing. And you look around, man, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 months, a year been and went by and you ain't seen each other.
Yeah.
You guys kind of see each other on the regular, though, right?
On the semi-regular.
You went and got them yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
When was the last time you seen them since then, before yesterday?
Well, it hadn't been long. We was about
a week, every week or something.
I don't go too far from seeing them, no.
Oh, talking, you know.
No, we're going to talk awesome, but
yeah.
I ain't going to miss too many days from going to hollering at.
Come pick me up.
I like that, man.
And I tell him, man, he's so real.
Yes.
Period. Till in real life, I don't believe in voodoo. But I tell him he got my whole family voodoo. My sisters, my brothers, everybody who met him in my family love them some shot. I said, man,
you know what?
Voodoo my whole family.
Dude, same with me. I can say the same thing. If somebody don't love this guy, something wrong with them.
I class something wrong. Ain't no joke. That's
how can you not love this brother,
man?
Man.
I'm telling you,
and it's because he's real and raw.
He got all my family, my kids,
y'all the same way,
everybody,
y'all the
my family who met him, fell in love.
Y'all the same.
That's when I said, man,
that's
I don't believe in hoodoo. But
he's
you
easy
got
to love. He's easy to love.
Y'all the same, brother. Dini told me when we was on the way over here, we talking about the truck.
Sorry, give me that light one more time.
He said the guys came up in the dealership and stole five cars
off the showroom floor with guns. Said, give me the keys to these. Face out. Drove out there with five cars on Western. 73rd and Western. I went to six dealerships before I bought this 2 weeks ago.
You were there when that happened?
No. The guy that was the salesman talking to, he said, man, you know what happened last week over here? And he told me that, man, I looked at him like he had three heads. I'm saying, this is a new kind of nigga, man, that'll walk up in a dealership, wide open with cameras everywhere, and demand the keys for five cars. And him and his boys, each one of them got in the car and left. Brand new cars, man. Who doing that?
That's in a heck of a lot.
Who doing that, man?
That's just in almost too much, but it's
but that's some TV stuff, movies kind of stuff, man.
That's movie stuff.
Why with?
Dang.
You go
out of there with five cars, huh?
Five. And they want the ones with Hemis in them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because they outrun the police.
Okay.
They ain't scared of the police, man.
No, they
ain't.
No, they not.
No, they ain't scared of the
police.
They ain't scared of the police. Now, when it comes to these, with the police thing, you know, I guess this might go halfway into crazy politics. What I don't understand about the law enforcement, they don't do no outrage over these long-ass guns. How in the fuck can you fight these guys with these long guns? You ain't got nothing but a pistol. I don't see police officers and law enforcement right here telling you to get rid of all these old army guns, cause they can't battle them. They can't fight them boys, and them boys got them long ass guns, and you ain't got nothing but a pistol.
Man, them dudes got AKs and ARKs, automatic weapons.
Oh, what I'm saying, I don't understand why the police, or the law enforcement at large, don't fight for them to stop selling those kind of guns.
It's a $1 billion industry. It's by design. It's called population control. The sooner we kill each other up, the less they have to worry about us. The COVID thing is population control. All this stuff is designed. Our food industry, the pharmaceutical company is in bed with the medical industry. The doctor is trying to prescribe as many pills as he can because he's in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. They lying in his pocket with the more prescriptions you write, the more money you make, Doc.
I see where you're coming from, but I still understand why the law and the guys who got to get out here with these guns, short-ass guns, pistols, the law enforcement, and why they don't try to
up their arsenal.
Try to help.
Lori Lightfoot told them they can't even chase them no more. You can't even run after these peoples no more. That's against the law now, for the police to chase them guys up and down the street. So they can do what they want to do.
You know
they passed a law that said that the police can't chase them no more, right?
I didn't quite know that one.
Yes. Yet,
but I know I had a friend of the family got killed one time by the police for chasing somebody.
And that's why she passed the law, because innocent people are getting killed. But they're getting killed anyway because these guys don't know how to shoot. They shooting innocent babies and everything. The babies and cars.
They
don't
know how to shoot. They don't know how to shoot. God damn.
And they shooting sideways. Instead of holding the gun straight up, they got it sideways. Yeah. Man, really? Are you really, man? Come on, man.
Holding what you doing?
And they throwing the the bullet at you. So that where that bullet going? They
definitely don't know how to shoot. No.
Oh, man, really? It's real, man.
It sure is real.
It's real.
It is real. That's for real.
Yeah.
Girl, you better take
That dude, man, was mad at them guys that came out of that bar on 71st and Jeffrey.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Yeah, hit the car, ran over.
Did you see him running to them peoples?
I heard about that.
You didn't see the video?
I heard, no. The guy was, the guy, Uber guy, not Uber, Pace guy, that was his friend. He was telling me and Pookie about it.
Yeah, it happened. Yeah,
I saw it. They got hit.
Yeah, he said hit three of them.
It was four of them. Three of them died, and the fourth one is in intensive care.
Yeah, he said they was arguing and shit.
Man, you got to see the footage. But like my son, he told me, he said, "Hey, Pops, when you watch stuff like that, it desensitizes you. So when you see something that's horrific, it just roll off you like water off a duck."
Whereas before, we would be
outraged.
Yeah, you done got that.
You'd be like, really? Now you see stuff like that, it don't even bother you no more, man.
It is.
Ain't that something?
Yeah, that's something. That's something.
That Pace driver, you sure was telling us about that.
You know, that's something. That's really something.
You see stuff that should happen in a movie, in real life, it don't even make your hair stand up on your arms and stuff like it used to, you know. This world we live in, Doc. For real.
Rough, man.
Yes.
That's why it's good. Every time we can do what we're doing now, it's a blessing. The only thing I can't do is open my eyes. Once my eyes open, I can do everything else. God got to open my eyes, though.
Yes, sir. He got you.
That's the only thing I can't do. I got it from there.
Yes, sir. I bless him every morning.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Oh, man. What a privilege. I wake up to pee and shit.
Pee. You know what I mean?
Man, I thank him. Man. But I thank him for the wake up. Then, you know, then I thank him for the get up. Because you can wake up and can't get up.
Give me something, brother. It's
people that can wake up and can't even get up, man.
My sister wakes up every morning, but she can't get up. And I know there's others, too. Wake up, but you can't get up. So I thank him for the wake up and they get up.
It's a preacher, man. Her name is Johnny Erickson Tata. She's a quadriplegic. She was a professional diver. At 17, she did a dive and hit the diving board and paralyzed herself from the neck down. She goes all over the world preaching. She said, "Every morning I listen for the door to open so that he can come in or she can come in and wash me up, feed me, wipe my mouth." She can't do nothing for herself. She's paralyzed from the neck down. I can't even imagine. She is the most wonderful personality, humble, beautiful-ist, if it's a word, beautiful-ist heart you'd ever want to know, man. This lady is wonderful, man.
I believe it.
And she can't do nothing for herself at all.
Can't do nothing.
That's a heck of a mindset.
My sister probably, you know, she just...
She's
97.
Whoa.
And she got down with this arthritis or whatever. Just took her limbs, her standing, just took all that away. Now, she got pretty good use of her right hand. Mm-hmm. But she still really, right now, she can't even feed herself.
Mm.
But now, for her mind, and for her pain, she ain't got no pain, but she got a mind just as she was. She was look like to me 35, 40, whatever, growing up. She got a real mind.
Wow.
But she don't have the use of her body.
Yeah, boy. She was talking about...
She really don't. I tell her, you know, I know one, a person would want to get up and move around, But you so blessed if you ain't got no pain. That pain in that mind is a monster, man. Ooh. I don't tell you. I know about pain. Ooh. My mind is still good, but I know about pain.
How you know about pain? How you know about it?
I have about.
You deal with pain on a regular basis?
Yeah, on a pretty regular basis, man.
Really?
I do.
You sure can't tell?
Yeah. I got some bad knees, man, and some days they cripple me down, but
You're such a pleasant fellow, man.
I'll keep moving.
I'll keep moving, you know.
See, that's what I'm talking. That's hard right there, man. That's moving. Gusto.
Yeah, keep
everybody.
Moving. My sister had bladder cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the tumors were so bad that they couldn't remove them all in one time. She had over 27 procedures to remove the tumors. Man, my sister was scooted down in the bed, and I grab her under her underarms mm-hmm. and raise her up. Some sounds come from her, man, that made my blood curdle, man. Talking about pain, cancer? You talking about cancer? Yeah. Man, my sister was in some serious, serious pain, severe pain, critical pain. And every time I see her, we kiss in the mouth.
Yeah, you know, I
love my sister, man.
My younger brother had.
Love my sister, man.
I had cancer, but you know, I guess I can't go into saying how the pain were, but I know when I would be there with them, a lot of times I would tell them that how much strength I get. I was getting strength from him. He done now sick. But I'm getting
Rasmo?
No, Gene, my young brother. You don't think you met Gene. I was getting strength from him, and he was down sick.
He was the one hurting.
He was giving me strength. That pain is, you ain't exempt from pain.
You like, if he can handle it, he can handle this, what I got to complain
about. Amen. Amen.
Nada.
Amen. Amen.
I got it made, actually. So my goal, guys, and I've gotten to this place in my life. I'm only 66.
I'm on 84.
Hey, you 84?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I never would have thought it.
No,
I never would have thought that.
84.
Can I be like you when I grow up? I want to be just like
all
you.
Right. All right, I appreciate that.
Dang, really? You 84?
Yeah, 84.
My goal is to maintain peace in my mind. So drama, stress, all that other stuff, I eliminate that. Because my goal is to maintain peace of mind. It's nothing like peace, man. That's what everybody looking for, peace.
Peace.
And they looking in all the wrong places.
Looking in the wrong place.
And so now, I ain't mad at nobody.
Going about
I don't know
way.
One person, Shock, that I don't like. I can't tell you one name that I don't
like.
Because I choose that. They snatched the hair out of Jesus' face, and he didn't say a mumbling word. How you do that? Who's strong enough to let somebody beat them unrecognizably and not even open their mouth? That's some hell of a discipline, right? That's a mindset right
never
there.
Never said a mumbling word.
It's about peace.
He had
such a peace of mind that he was on a ship in a storm, sleep, and everybody else scared for their life. We finna die. What kind of peace is that? So my goal is to focus on maintaining my peace, because I didn't know this. I just found this out. And first of all, I didn't know I was me. I just found out that I was me.
Right.
You say you fool you. And then when I discovered I was me, I'm like, wow, I'm not who I thought I was. You know, going upside people's head and shooting at them and all that, you know, as soon as you say something I don't like, cutting your head and shooting the piss off at the same, all that foolishness.
Yes.
I'm a peaceful, loving person.
All right.
Live and let live. And so now I know I'm responsible for my own happiness. It ain't nobody's job to make me happy. It's my job to govern my happiness. It's my job to govern my peace of mind. My financial status is on me. If I'm broke, that ain't nobody's fault but mine.
All right.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
I'm just not learning this here.
I'm listening.
Get out of the way,
Clyde. I'm responsible for my life mm-hmm. and the quality of my life. Mm-hmm. That blew my mind.
Yeah.
I used to blame everybody else.
Everybody else.
It was everybody else's fault.
Yeah.
But the guy in the mirror.
Yeah.
Look at yourself. Look right in the mirror. Yeah,
dude, you the problem. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
And that set me free.
Okay.
I ain't in denial no more.
All right.
I know I'm a mess. I know I'm hard to get along with. Sometimes I get on my own nerves. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn.
Yeah. I kind of go.
What was I thinking? I could have been thinking.
It's kind of a shot. You know what? You know who I wish that I had to combat him in this conversation right now?
Who that?
It's one of. It's Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, Rabbit. What's she at?
I wish Rabbit.
Yeah, Rabbit.
Yeah. I call her Rabbit.
Her name is Cassandra.
Yeah.
Why she come to mind? What made you think about her?
Cause you said about yourself, you know, like you know, you do what you do, but you happy what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. She just talks. In other words, she's hitting some notes that you didn't over here.
We'd be singing up in here. harmony.
I know she would.
Oh, yeah, she would.
She real would.
I know she would.
That's
would.
Real she and raw right there, man.
She loved
that's
it.
Real and raw right there.
She loved that, man. She's coming a long way now.
She liked it, but she is still trying. Well, she says she's trying. I know I talk with her. I know her family talk with her too.
Uh-huh.
She still do the crack.
Okay.
But she can talk some. She can talk.
She's
a
philosopher.
I tell her how you. She's a genius. I said, what you saying? You ain't got it in no church. You ain't got it nowhere. This just coming to you with some of the stuff she be saying, man. I'm not lying. I listen to her sometimes, man. She can go real deep now.
Dang.
Now, Chop might just heard her on the surface, but she can go deep. She can go deep.
Yeah.
She can go very deep.
I appreciate that.
Ain't
man.
No joke.
My sister ain't was no a joke. Crackhead.
Ain't no joke.
Prostitute. And listen, I love my sister, man.
Hey, man.
She had to jump out the second floor cracking house to save her life, she told me. I came to see her in the hospital. She
this
said.
Girl jumped out one, too.
Listen, the life they live, reason. Man, the life, you could write a book.
Yeah. I wish I could have
just turned the record on, let my sister talk. I could have made a book out of it.
I mean, I'm not lying, Shot. You just say, you might have been around. You know, be around
her.
She'll go into her preacher mode. And she'll
really?
Say, but I'm telling you, she can connect. And I'm not a Bible scholar, but okay. I can tell when she go to connecting things. She good at connecting what happened in Jesus. She can go places, man, that, hey, man, I'm just going to tell you the truth. I've heard her go deep. And I mean, that's what brought her
I can
mind.
Tell the way your face lighting up talking about
it. Listen to you know, and you know, and
up,
she
is
what she is, but she talk about it right now. Trying to, said she trying, hope she's trying.
She gotta be trying.
I'm out with a few friends.
I believe it.
You know Deanie.
Every time you get
you
up,
know Deanie?
You doing
I
the best
don't know if you,
you
know
can.
Deanie. I'm out with a few friends
every
of
day.
Mine. They come,
mm-hmm.
Deanie
every
came
day you doing the best you can.
End.
Yeah.
Until you put your feet off the floor and get back in the bed.
Right.
From the time you put your feet on the floor to the time you take them off the floor, you've done the best you could with that day.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe everybody doing that.
Yeah.
Everybody got
a
mess. Everybody's strong. Life is real.
Life is real. That's one of my words about life.
Life
is real, and I will shout that on the mountaintop.
Man.
I shout about life is real.
It'll chew you up and spit you out. I'm looking at people on the street that didn't happen to them. These guys used to be doctors and stuff.
Yeah,
now they're asking for quarters in the intersection. Because life. I'm listening to a book now. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
One. You don't worry about what nobody say.
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Now, you want to know how that book has helped me? I'm on chapter 5 now.
Okay.
The book is not telling you not to give a fuck. But the book is saying that you have only so many fucks to give.
Okay, you about yourself.
Shit. And if you give too many fucks, life gonna fuck you.
Oh.
Because the world we live in don't give a fuck. You don't believe me? Stand in front of a judge and see if he give a fuck.
Yeah, where you at work?
Don't pay your rent and see if the landlord
Cause this,
hey, how you doing?
Life is real.
This is real.
And this world is real. You know,
this world is real, man.
It's real.
Right.
It's real and raw.
Yeah, this real. Now.
This ain't no joke.
No.
Ain't nobody playing.
This ain't no honky tonk. This ain't no honky tonk. Now this real. Now it's real. Now.
No. It ain't playing with you.
No, it is real. And I've been beginning to realize that more and more.
Me too.
That life is real. I mean, man, life is real, and I go through it. I mean,
I didn't even know that life was real.
Yeah, work now and on.
I just found this out.
But it is real.
Oh, okay.
By watching what happened to other people, the people in my family, my uncles, my aunts, my friends, mm-hmm. my parents, mm-hmm. my father turned my mother out on drugs. She used to like to smoke weed and drink a wine. Mm-hmm. Man, my mother became a heroin addict.
So your car ain't running
I did hair. She come to the shop. I had to hold my mother's head up with one hand and curl her hair with the other because she was nodding while I was curling her hair. And everybody in the shop looking at me curl my mama's hair. You know what that did to me? I put my mother under the hair dryer for her hair to dry. She left out of there fine as hell. My mother was fine. It's frog hair. My mother's fine as frog.
Okay, you get with you.
She said on the drive.
Yeah, you get with you.
Look, I had to internalize psychological mental anguish.
Yeah.
Talking about embarrassment, humiliation, and maintain a smile, maintain discipline, and maintain my balance and composure. Because people's around me is watching. And everybody know that's my mama. And I still didn't know I was me. I just found out I was me.
And finding yourself
I
is
love
finding
me
yourself
now.
Is the monster.
Oh!
Finding yourself is the
baby.
Monster, bro. Finding yourself is the monster.
Ooh.
Find yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Okay,
Lord.
I'll let you yourself. Go. Thanks for calling.
It set me free.
Love you too.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
it set
appreciate
me free,
you.
Man.
Love you too.
Find yourself. That's real right there. People ain't talking about this because we live in a culture where you don't tell the truth. You don't be honest. Uncle Johnny molested our cousin Cynthia, but when we get together, don't nobody talk about it. Everybody act like it didn't happen. No.
No. Oh, yeah, you know, you have to bring
somebody
it out
need to deal with that.
It.
That's why R. Kelly where he is now. The people around him didn't love him enough to say, dude, we need to get you some help.
Yeah.
That's a tragedy to me. I love R. Kelly.
Man, too, man. It's tragic
it
to
breaks
me.
It's my heart when I think
too,
about
R. Kelly. You got 30
love,
years now.
Nah,
you got 30.
Kelly, they're
going to give him
30
hell, more.
Man,
I'll
never see that like
that.
Man,
love
R. Kelly, dude,
man. But like you say, the people around him saw this happening.
And didn't just let it go. Looked the other way.
They was getting money. A lot of them getting
looked
money.
Look, if you see me in a situation, pull my coat.
Pull my coat.
Even if it hurt my feelings.
I don't give a,
hurt
I don't
my
care
feelings.
If you have to pull it off. Let
thank
it go
you.
Cold.
Pull it off if you got to.
I don't care.
Tell me, man, if you really love me, you're going to tell, you're going to say something. Tell me.
Pull it off.
Don't let me keep being a mess.
Pull it off in zero weather if you love I'm with you, brother.
Yeah, that brother ain't gonna see daylight.
That breaks my heart. Some people think it's funny. They happy.
No, yes, you know.
He's a victim of what happened.
But you know, I don't be happy over things like that. I don't get happiness out of that. No, that don't bring me.
I'm not justifying what he did.
I'm not justifying
what he did. But he's a victim of the circumstances because that's what happened to him. He's perpetrating the same thing that happened to him. Nobody took time out to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up being a monster to society. Wow.
Yep.
I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to be getting all deep and stuff.
Yeah, R. Kelly, my guy, man. I don't care what nobody say. I love R. Kelly, man. Especially music.
I hate it, man.
Well, guys, we've been on the verge of verge. I hope this didn't bring you down, but cause some form of inspiration. These dudes right here, real, man. These real men. I'm talking about men. Real men. Old school men, where our young men don't understand manhood. We've got the experience, we have the understanding, and we've lived our life well enough to know that we're authorities over what we're saying, the words coming out of our mouth. And I'm sure something has been said that you can relate to that's relative to your personal experience. And I pray that God continue to bless you. You've been on the verge of verge. God bless you. Bye now.